So today's reading is not what's in the order service. It's not what's printed in the order service. I saw Roger changed his reading last week, so I thought, well, you know, my teaching pastor who's been doing ministry for 40 years, he can change things a little bit, so it must be okay. As much as I was really looking forward to telling you the story of Nemo, the Disney story of Nemo, which my 9-year-old son thought it was a really good idea, I changed my mind. And because I found this much better story to share with you. It's from Danan Perry's As Seen Book of Days. Sometimes I feel that I'm hanging for dear life to a trapeze bar of the moment. It carries me along at a certain steady rate of swing, and I feel in control of my life. But once in a while, I'm swinging along, and I look ahead, and I see another trapeze bar swinging towards me. It's empty, and somehow I know that my name is on that bar. It is my aliveness coming to get me. Each time it happens, I am filled with terror. It doesn't matter that in all my previous hurdles across the void, I have always made it. Each time I'm afraid I will miss it, but I do it anyway. No net, no guarantees, but you do it anyway. Because to keep hanging on to that old bar is no longer on the list of alternatives. And so for an eternity that can last for a microsecond or a thousand lifetimes, I soar across the void of the past is gone and the future is not yet here. It's called transition. Transition zones are where change really happens. Even with the fear, transitions are still when we are most alive, most growth-filled, passionate, expansive moments of our lives. Hurtling through the void, may we learn how to fly.